Coldplay and Clocks. It's Ocean 100, 741. Hello there. Good morning. School bus is rolling right now. Eyes peeled for flashing lights. Slow down in school zones, please and thank you. Friday, though. Ooh, I love Fridays. And it's going to shape up today. Not as much blue sky as I was seeing earlier, but it is supposed to be a mix of sun and cloud before too long, so it shouldn't be a bad day today.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right. Today we are joined by two awesome folks. It's Kendall Dougherty and Denise Dougherty. We're so happy to have you guys here. Welcome, first of all.
Thank you for having us.
And I know you folks are well known, I know in my community and across the island, you guys are so active and supportive in community. Kendall, you and your music, your family life, all that stuff. We can't wait to chat. So say hello. Tell everybody. First, we'll start with Kendall. Kendall, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Belfast, actually right in the district of Belfast, but the community of Pinet, so right on the Pinet River.
Okay.
And, my family still lives out there.
And Denise?
I grew up in Hazelbrook. Actually, we just live right by where I grew up, three houses up now.
Okay.
So we stayed in the same area.
Stayed in the same area. Mm-hmm. And where did your paths cross initially?
Initially, about 26 years ago, Denise had a tragic event in her house. She had a house fire.
Yes.
And her cousin, when she was putting pieces back together, told her to go see Kendall Dougherty at Video Pros. He'll give you a great deal on your electronics and stuff that you need. So she came, and I offered her in-home service and delivery and set up, and I stuck around, I guess.
Yeah. That whole reference is beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. Very smooth.
Video Pros. In-home setup. That is fantastic. So something quite special came out of a tragedy.
Your paths. Yeah. And we had actually crossed paths years before. This is kind of a funny story. His brother worked for my father. And so I knew him, but because he's younger than I am, I didn't really, pay too much attention to him. But then one time I was going to church for something and I went in the ditch. I just randomly went in the ditch. The roads were icy that day. And I was waiting for my dad to come with the tow truck to haul me out. And he stopped and asked if I needed any help.
Oh.
And so, I knew him at that point, but not really well. So I told him I didn't need help. Dad was coming. So that was kind of our first time really meeting.
All right. And Kendall, at that time, when you were offering help, was there, had you noticed Denise at that time?
Oh, yeah. Well, she was one of the cute Pippi girls.
Whoa.
Everybody stopped at Pippi's Irving, not just to get gas and ice cream, but to see the cute Pippi.
Oh, yes.
My goodness. That is pretty special.
You just needed her to need a television.
Yeah,
that's all
exactly.
That you needed.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, you guys have gone on to do some fantastic stuff for the community, like literally with your family. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars have been donated back to great causes here on PEI, which is incredible. And we'll unpack some of that as you guys spend some time with us here this morning as our interesting islanders. This is going to be a lot of fun. I hope you guys are ready. We might even put you to work reading the weather.
Uh-oh.
Oh, sure.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Action figures sold separately.
Listen to over 500 radio stations from anywhere in Canada with Rick.
Sure to impress you. Book at flyporter.com. Porter, actually enjoy economy.
Well, you know how this works. By Friday, we're usually pretty tired of reading the weather, so we let our interesting islanders take over. So why don't you guys go ahead and read the weather?
Sure. There's a chance of showers or drizzle this morning with a mix of sun and rain, cloud, and a high of 9. Tonight, a few clouds, low of 2.
Tomorrow, sunny, high of 13. Right now, it's 4 in Charlottetown, 4 in Summerside, and 4 in Montague.
Hey, you know what? We should go back and forth with the weather. Jill, you do a line, I do a line.
I like it.
You know, I think it's great. We're hanging out with Kendall and Denise Dougherty today. There are interesting islanders. We'll have more coming up next, including our celebration calendar for the Confederation Bridge. This is ABBA.
No.
Ocean 100, ABBA, Knowing Me, Knowing You, 752 celebration calendar coming up in just a second. We are joined today by Kendall and Denise Dougherty. They are our interesting Islanders. Pleasure to have them in there. Folks that have done so much for the community over the years and just great folks to boot. And it seems like, you know, you guys have had, you being Jill and Scott, know them from like sports and their kids and stuff like that, right?
Hockey, basketball, volleyball.
Yes, and
we've watched a few sports together over the years.
Yeah.
Denise and I went to school together as well.
Unreal.
So I've known Denise for a very long time. And when we were off air, we're just chatting. So how many kids do you guys have?
Six.
And their ages range. So youngest is 12.
Yes.
And oldest is 24.
Correct. 25.
25.
Yes.
And all in sports. So you've spent, we were saying, like two decades at the rink.
Yes. Yeah. 20 years we've been to Pottle Rink.
Wow. Your shares should be coming in soon.
A few rink fries over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have a menu item named after you by now.
Do you want to say hello to the kids? Or
Yes, yeah? Certainly. Sumner, we say hi to Sumner, but he is in Nova Scotia. He's over living in Nova Scotia.
Tuned
now.
In, okay. Of course.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure he is. And then hi to Emmett. He's probably on the bus, and Autumn's on the bus, and the rest, Lawson's actually in Chicago right now working.
Okay.
And Thomas is home watching the kids, and Sammy's probably at work now. So hi to everyone.
Okay.
Hi to everyone. That's a good way to put that.
Yes.
I like it. Hi to everyone. Well, we'll unpack some more. We'll chat about the farm. We'll chat about your significant community contributions over the year. Maybe we'll chat about some music too. All right. But right now we're going to get into the celebration calendar, which is always fun. It's our birthday list, essentially. Sit back and enjoy, guys. Here we go with May 10th birthdays. There are a lot of birthdays here. Thomas Ramsey, happy 8th from Mom, Dad, Nora, and Buddy. Lainey and Marley Close, 7 today from Mommy and Daddy. Torrin Hashem is 10 today from Mom, Dad, your sister Bryn, and brother Jensen. Jovanna Dunn, happy 36. Lots of love from your handsome husband and your three beautiful children. Wonder who sent that in. Ashley Ross, 15th today from Lydia, DJ, and Rosie. Chance Arsenault, happy 5th birthday. Love, Nana. Katie Parkman got home from Montreal yesterday. Happy 29th from Mom, Dad, and your brother Mike and Ruby. Happy birthday to Jacqueline Keefe. Love, Chloe, Phil, Owen, and Evan. Happy birthday out in Kinkora. Daisy McAdam is 24. Birthday wishes to Jenna Laviolette tomorrow. Enjoy your day. That's with love from Mom. And Zeta Cameron with love from the whole family. Have a great day.
Happy birthday tomorrow to Legal Aunt, 37th from your fiance. Congrats on the upcoming marriage in June. Melinda McCauley from Black Pond, 33 tomorrow, which comes with love from all her in-laws. Happy second birthday tomorrow to Azalea Arsenault. Love, Mom, Dad, Sissy, Charlie, and little brother Willem, and all your friends and family. Philip Cook, lots of love from Joy, Kyla, Josh, Lady Max, and all your family.
Tomorrow, Rita McCachran is celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday, Nanny. Love, Peyton, Sawyer, and Freya. Ray Martin. Hey. Have to say a big, big happy birthday to Ray of Ray's Place.
Happy birthday, buddy.
He's turning 80 today. And he has been a barber for 61 years, guys. So lots of love from your family and your work family, too. And happy birthday from us, Ray.
Happy birthday, Ray.
Sherry Clements, best travel buddy ever, apparently, in Bloomfield. She's turning more than 40. Doug Kilo from Robin. Aaron and grandchildren Emily and Liam, Carolyn, Amanda, and Wilbur. Marina Doyle in Pleasant Grove turning 47. Nova Lee Ingram in Charlottetown 51. Jenna Stevenson 31. Happy birthday from Mom and Dad. Sandra Martin in North Rustico. Robert Turner in Miltonville Park. Fletcher Rogerson in grade 1 at Elm Street Elementary. Love from Nanny, Grampy, and Annie. Sunday, wishing Mary Perry a happy birthday.
Mary!
Yes, and happy Mother's Day. All, of course, on May 12th. This is from Elmer and family. Chance Arsenault in Warren Grove turning 5. Iris Norman in Murray Harbor turning 4. Happy birthday to Susan Beliveau. Love the Daigles in Cornwall. Happy birthday, Mom, Jacqueline Keefe, who celebrates her birthday on Sunday. And Mother's Day, love Chloe, Kinkora. There's a lot. There's still more. Colin McIsaac tomorrow from your crew on the Julianne Jamie Fishing out of North Rustico. Thomas Batchelor in Cornwall turning 7. Happy birthday, Boo. Love Mom, Dad, Charlene, and Ethan. Tomorrow, Jillian McGinnis in Abrams Village turning 17. A quick happy birthday to Brielle Ansoms, Tracy Garens Brio, Heather Mingo, Anita Goodfellow, and Susan Haywood, all
your
celebrating birthdays
lineup
today.
Yeah, all right.
Holy smokes.
My goodness. We kind of left you, hung you out to dry there, Jill.
I was going to do it, but in the early days when I was here, I was doing the birthdays, and then out of nowhere, I was like, I'm going to send it back to you, Darce, yeah, which was not. Right. So I was not supposed to do that. So I've been avoiding that, but I should have done that there.
No, that's all right.
No.
happy birthday and congratulations to our Bridge Pass winner, Sharon McEwen, and the principal at Glenn Stewart, Lynn Huffnagel.
Oh,
wow. Happy birthday. We will get those out to you guys. Congratulations. Bridge Pass is coming your way. More with Kendall and Denise Doherty coming up next. There are Interesting Islanders on Ocean.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Of two, Saturday, mainly sunny and a high of 13. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott Chapman. It is 8:06.
I had a late bus.
Let's do a late bus. Yes, yes, you can.
Bus 428, Mary O'Donnell to Vernon River School, running 30 minutes late.
Okay, my turn. Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. We do this every day, and it's Friday, which means we're making a draw today. Today's question, let's first get rid of that. Only one U.S. state grows coffee beans in the U.S. What state is it? A lot of people said Florida. A lot of people said California. Some people said Minnesota for some reason. That's all right. Stay up in the dark. Nope, that's kind of a cold climate. Yeah. Hawaii is what we were going for. Hawaii. So if you had Hawaii, your name is now officially in the draw. And let's make the draw. Okay. $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts goes a long way. Congratulations to Cindy Haywood. Yay. Congratulations. Cindy Haywood. You got yourself a $100 gift card from our pals at Robbins. We will have more coming up with Kendall and Denise Doherty next on the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Excuse me, just want to pop in here and say this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
The B-52's in Rome. It's Ocean 100. It's 8:11. Good morning. Happy Friday. Oh, it's Friday. Puts me in a good mood. Knowing that there's going to be a mix of sun and cloud a little later on this afternoon puts me in a better mood. Knowing that we have great, interesting Islanders here with us today puts me in yet an even better mood.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Darcy, first of all, yesterday you said you were going to say Fry-yay.
Anytime oh, yes, it Friday. Is. It's Fry-yay
okay.
today. Fry-yay.
Okay. All right. Sorry. So we've got Kendall and Denise here, and we've had all kinds of chats. We've heard the story about how you guys met, which is pretty sweet. We know you've got six kids, and you guys have your farm, little farm on the Jib, and it is, I think it involves your entire family.
It does, yeah.
Or it has over the years, and giving back to the community is a big focus for this initiative. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about how that started.
Okay, you go ahead.
Sure. So originally, it was actually our kids who started the farm. The boys, Sumner and Sammy, our two oldest sons, were involved with the Junior Achievement Young Millionaires program when they were in junior high school. And they decided that their little business would be a farm. And they grew veggies and they made veggie boxes. And at the same time, Denise was growing sunflowers. And we always put a bouquet of sunflowers in with their veggie boxes. But the boys actually started it in the name for the farm. It's actually something that they kind of came up with. But the Jib is what our piece of property was always called by generations of Denise's family because it's shaped like a triangle, like a jib on a sailing ship.
Right.
It's like a triangle-shaped piece of property. So that's where the boys got the name. And it started from there.
And it grew. We started just growing a patch and having a U-pick, and we would donate 50% of the proceeds to different organizations.
Right.
So first we started with Cat Action Team. We would give 50% to them, and we did it with Keeping Cats Homed. And then eventually we moved on to the Stratford Community Schools Playground Fund. And then the year after that, we started donating our 50% to the QEH Foundation.
Yeah, specifically targeted to the NICU for the first 4 years. And then last year we did the NICU and the Cancer Treatment Center.
And over the years, because I know as part of my role here, I always we get to share good news stories, and oftentimes you guys have you've been in the news because of your kindness and your generosity. So you reached a milestone with the QEH in that your donations almost reached $15,000 last year. Is that right?
Yeah, last year we moved up on their donors wall to what they call a sponsor level. So we're between 10 and 25,000, I think, is the dollar value that we're at now, right now. But last year, our actual goal, we hit a little bit over 14. We kind of set our target to try and hit 15, but we were happy to get to 14.
But you're heading there this year.
For sure.
And I have to ask, so like you have a big family, there's six kids, you have five dogs, is that right?
Five dogs,
You
yes.
told me today that there's chicks in your...
Kitchen. We have baby chicks.
So there's a lot going on, but I want to know, like for you, Denise, as a mom, and Kendall, like this, the values you're instilling in your kids and what they've learned in their role on the farm and the contributions to the community. What's that been like to watch? Because it must be so moving to see them and know that this is like part of their kind of core value system as they go forward in life.
This is a big one for us because we worked really hard for them to see kind of outside of themselves and how they can help the community. One of our boys actually has become a volunteer fireman and just did that recently. And so that for us is showing that he learned that, yes, I do need to do more and I need to help out the community. So that means a lot to us.
And another one started was coaching basketball and another one's coaching hockey. So, you know, they're seeing the value of giving back, whether it's through monetary or time. And with us, that's an example that we learned from our parents as well. So
such great role models. And it is, I guess, a generational thing. But how important it is.
Oh, it is really important. It's really important. Because you have to do that. You can't tell kids to go do that and then not do it yourself. Like, you know, for us, all the things that we've done through the years, they see it and they see the difference that we can make and they're doing it now. So we love that.
Amazing. Yes. Have you been dropping subtle hints that Mother's Day is this Sunday?
I may have been.
Okay.
I've been sending a few TikToks to the family chat.
Perfect.
Just a few.
Okay. Perfect. So as long as they're aware, because you know, there's a few people there that could be giving you gifts
there
on
is.
Sunday,
there
right?
Is.
Okay.
And they're usually really great.
Awesome. Love it. Okay. We'll have more with Kendall and Denise coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Yay!
Batteries not included.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's the sound of your wallet. Thanks.
Your reservations and planning your ultimate escape. The world is waiting when you fly YYG.
So I'm slowly working towards having the Interesting Islanders just do my entire job on Fridays, but we're not quite there yet. So guys, if you can help me out with the weather one more time.
Well, there's a chance of showers or drizzle this morning, then a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 9. Tonight, there's going to be a few clouds and a low of 2.
Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny and a high of 13. Right now, it's 4 in Charlottetown, 4 in Summerside, and 4 in Montague.
I love it. You guys are awesome. Come back and read the weather anytime. We're going to have more with Kendall and Denise Dougherty. We'll wrap things up after Steppenwolf, Born to be Wild. It's Ocean.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway, looking for adventure. And what?
That's Steppenwolf, Born to be Wild, Ocean 100, 824. Good morning. It's Interesting Islander Friday today, brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Big shout out to them for helping us out. And a big shout out and a big thank you to our Interesting Islanders today, Kendall and Denise Dougherty here. Guys, thank you for coming in and doing this today. This has been awesome.
Oh, we've been happy to be here.
And I think, Kendall, I know you first and foremost from the music world. You've had a long-standing career here on the island. You've been on every possible stage you can imagine on PEI. But in the summer months, you have your Kaylee that's ready to kick off again. Tell me about that real quick.
Yeah, we returned for our 14th season at the Kaylee in the City. on Wednesday, June 26th. It's hard to believe that it's been 14 years, but we've got a great summer lined up. We haven't officially released our schedule. It is completely booked, but we've been kind of hanging on until, nice. You know, put it out here a month before and really drive it out. But we've got a great summer lined up and lots of great guests, and it's been a great show, and that show has a charitable side to it as well.
Exactly. So you've raised a lot of money over the 14 years that you've done that, and I it's always like so packed. I see the pictures every week after a show, and I'm like, wow, very well done. So it's awesome.
We've been blessed with a very loyal following, and we've had some great crowds. But like anybody in the entertainment industry the last 5 years, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. We had a couple of years there that were a little different, but we got through them and we persevered. And you know, at one point, even having to take the show outside, we did it live from the Brackley Drive-In because we couldn't have it inside anywhere. So
pivot, got to pivot sometimes.
And you did pivot. And I have, well, we got to watch some EC May performances last week, and as I was watching, I'm just reminded, like, just what a gift it is to watch music and the connection that it provides for people. So it's so significant. And like Darcy said, you would have a very loyal following. But it must be so special to be able to connect with that size of an audience so regularly.
It is. And, you know, I've done it for so much of my life. Like, I've been on the stage for 35 years, probably. Between 30 and 35 years, and, you know, done a lot of shows, and it's something I enjoy to do. It's not really work because it's a passion, it's a hobby, and, you know, you build a lot of relationships. A lot of relationships that I've made in my life have actually been made with people that I've met through music.
Through music.
For sure.
And I have to, I know that this weekend is, well, a special weekend because it's Mother's Day. You are performing on Sunday, and you're performing with Autumn. And I just have to, I have to say, we know that Autumn came into your lives initially when she was an infant. You were a you guys have fostered a number of different children over the years. Yes. And Autumn is now in your life again, and she's going to join you on stage. So how does that feel?
It's pretty interesting. You know, we have a big family. We have six kids, and our four oldest boys love music, listen to it, and they do sing, especially now that they're older, and they love to sing songs, but they never really want to join me on the stage.
Right.
And Autumn was always singing in her room, and we could hear her, and I said to her one day, I said, why don't you sing for me? And anyway, she finally got up the nerve to do it, and she's got an amazing voice, and she loves music. So she joined us last fall for a show at the Kaylee. We had a Rising Star Showcase where we brought in a bunch of young kids and let them take over the show for the night. And this weekend she's joining us for the Stratford's Lions Club Kaylee at the Cotton Center, and she's going to do a couple of songs. So it's pretty neat to see.
Amazing.
And what time's that start at?
It runs 2 to 4.
Okay, perfect. And I mean, well, we're on the topic really quickly. I mean, I don't know that a lot of people know this, but you guys have fostered a lot of children over the years. How many total?
We have around 20.
Wow.
Around 20, yes. We fostered for, I think it was
seven years.
So yes, we did foster.
And what's that experience like?
It's a pretty incredible experience. We really enjoyed our time fostering. Mm-hmm. We met a lot of amazing people that work in fostering and other foster families. And of course, the children were very special. It was a wonderful experience. And I would recommend for anyone who is interested in fostering to really look into it. And, you know, it might not be a good fit for you, but we love sharing about it. And we have no regrets for our time. And we just moved on because our role kind of changed. And so we stopped fostering, but because I'm working now. And do you want to add anything to that?
It's a rewarding but yet challenging thing to do.
Right.
So when we built our house, we hung a sign on the wall that if there's room in your heart, there's room in your home.
Yeah.
Guys are so sweet.
Yeah, we did. We got that sign. It's still there. And for people that know us, know that our journey changed because we adopted. And because we adopted, we felt that fostering wasn't a good fit anymore because we just wanted for our own child to not have the changes in his life so much. We wanted him to, you know, kind of have the stability. So that's kind of why we stopped fostering, but it was very rewarding.
Well, thank you for doing what you do, top to bottom, be it charitable, be it fostering, you know, just all the great things that you do year in, year out, you're pillars of the community. And from the text messages that I've received this morning, just saying hi to you guys and, you know, they're all saying how great you two are. So
thank you
so much for being here with us today.
Yes. And quite a journey from those early days of stopping into Pippi's Irving.
Yes.
To see a pretty Pippi girl. Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks. Great to be here.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Contains silica. Do not eat.
Finished a tough chore? Wrapped up some paperwork? Got to work?